Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Jurek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Jurek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilcox. Remy moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Boggs moves to third. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Parrish moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Cabell moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. One out. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki strikes out. Allinson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Krenchicki out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gibson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to third. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Krenchicki goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Miller hits a line drive towards third. Krenchicki reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jurek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krenchicki moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Krenchicki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurek misplays the ball. That's an error on Jurek. Herndon moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Gibson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-3 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball towards left. Rice settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rice. Gibson scores. Cabell goes all the way around to score. Leach moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Krenchicki hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Krenchicki reaches second base with a double. Leach scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins pinch runs for Wayne Krenchicki. Mark Clear now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 4 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Rick Leach now playing first base. Glenn Wilson now playing right field. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jurek hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sal Butera now catching. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Butera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 4 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Miller strikes out. One out. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jurek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Jurek goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2 Tigers. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gedman moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gedman scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 9-3, Tigers. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Tigers. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach juggles the ball. That's an error on Leach. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.